Reyhan Yalçındağ is the deputy chairperson of Turkey's Human Rights Association. A long-time government critic, she acknowledges that recent reforms introduced by the ruling Justice and Development Party have bolstered Turkey's shaky democracy.
As human rights defenders, we gave very big importance to last legal amendment, for example, abolishing death penalty, lifting the state of emergency situation, etc., to decrease the detention periods. These were all very positive steps.
Such changes helped Turkey persuade the European Union last October to launch negotiations that Turkey hopes will lead to its membership in the 25-member bloc in the next 10 to 15 years. But as clashes between Turkish security forces and rebels of the separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, spread across the impoverished southeast region, human rights defenders say the kinds of abuses that were long cited by the EU for rebuffing Turkey's bid for membership are once again on the rise. The violence resumed when the PKK, citing the government's refusal to negotiate a lasting peace, ended a five-year truce in June 2004. Scores of rebels and Turkish soldiers have died in the fighting. Yalçındağ cites violent demonstrations that erupted in the region's largest city, Diyarbakır, and neighboring Batman last month during the funerals of four PKK fighters. Though the government has never issued a statement on how many people died in the violence, human rights monitors say at least 13 civilians, four of them children, died in clashes with police.
You have to respect the right of life of the demonstrators, I mean. The result must be 10 people in Diyarbakir, or one child was killed in Batman, or two persons were killed in Kızıltepe. Hundreds of people were wounded or transferred to the prisons or tortured. We do have medical reports.
The London-based rights group Amnesty International has joined calls for the Turkish government to investigate allegations of abuse during the protest rallies. In a statement, the organization said, quote, "In light of the reported decline in the use of torture in recent years, Amnesty International was particularly disturbed at allegations of torture or ill-treatment of detainees, including beatings, death threats, and being stripped naked and sprayed with cold water." Abdullah Gül is Turkey's foreign minister and a leading proponent of Turkey's membership in the EU. In a recent interview, Gül told VOA that there was no question of his government slowing the pace of reforms. Gül says the PKK is seeking to provoke his government into conflict in order to derail the reform process because he says the reforms have weakened the PKK's appeal among the Kurds.
We believe that democracy wins at the least it turns. So this is the best way to fight with the Turks. Of course, we will take the necessary, efficient and effective measures to fight the terrorism. But we will keep this line very consciously.
Proposed measures to deal more effectively with the PKK, which is on the U.S. State Department's list of terrorist organizations, include stiffening Turkey's controversial anti-terror law. Under the proposed amendments, carrying pro-PKK banners would be deemed a crime punishable by up to 15 years in prison. Spreading PKK propaganda would carry a maximum penalty of 5 years. Hüseyin Kalkan is the mayor of Batman and belongs to Turkey's largest pro-Kurdish party, the Democratic Society Party, which controls the majority of municipalities in the Kurdish region. Kalkan says there is growing concern that Turkey is slipping back into what he calls the scary days.
Son dönemde, son 2005'in başında,
Kalkan says he and scores of his fellow party members are already facing a few of court cases under existing laws. Prosecutors are seeking a 10-year sentence for Kalkan on charges of aiding a terrorist organization. He says his alleged offense was calling on pro-PKK demonstrators in Batman to disperse peacefully after exercising their democratic right to protest. Kalkan cautions that such legal crackdowns may help the PKK find new recruits.
Tabii çözüm olmadı ya da geçen yazdık başta da belirttim.
Karl Palmer concludes that in the absence of a full democracy, some young Kurds may once again turn to the mountains where the rebels are based in the hope of finding a solution to their problems. Amrin Zaman for VOA News, Batman.